Hello there, you're listening to the Watson's Daily Podcast with me, Peter Watson, on Wednesday, the 21st of April. I'm joined today by Jamie Reynolds, who is a Watson's Daily ambassador. Now, if you are a Watson's Daily subscriber, don't forget to check out our Quick Bites report today, which is on the Super League controversy. Hey, you're here.
Finally. Hello, Peter.
Oh, dear. This is great. Great to have you here. It was such a shame yesterday about the fact that you had internet problems.
Yes. Coincidentally, I still have internet problems.
I know. So this is what we said earlier. So what we've decided to do, just as something for the listeners out there, is to try to keep this as short as we can, right? Because the thing is that Jamie is on his wireless hotspot. So we're going to really try to make sure that we keep this really tight today. Anyway, because I don't want to bankrupt Jamie. Right. Okay, Jamie, what do you think was your sort of top stroke favourite story in Watson's Daily today?
Well, firstly, hopefully it should be fine. It shouldn't cost me anything. But the one I should be talking about today is Netflix.
Okay.
And it's not really economic downturn, but the realisation that perhaps things are in the outside world improving.
Yes.
Yeah, so just briefly, essentially, they have not done as good as they hoped for. They only, and I'm saying only in quotation marks, you see four million subscribers signed up, they were hoping to project it for 6 million.
Yeah.
And it's just, my opinion on this is really, it's just shouldn't be surprising, to be honest. It's obviously with the pandemic, hopefully with the good fortunes and the economy reopening up, etc. This was obviously, I feel like this was obviously something going to happen.
Yeah.
But we also got to keep in mind that the pandemic is not solely the reason for this. There's obviously increased competition from Disney Plus.
Yeah.
You've got the pandemic perhaps also affecting them in other ways. You've got obviously content is king for these video streaming services, and it's been harder for them to create the content to begin with. So content has not been as strong as they probably would have hoped at the beginning this year, and this is probably another reason for their decline, slight decline.
Yeah. I mean, certainly, having more competitors in the industry is definitely going to, have an effect over time. I mean, obviously last year was all about, let's just get subscriptions to everything. Over time, obviously, they've kept those subscriptions under lockdown, but now we're seeing the lockdown lifting. Then we're seeing, consumer behavior changing. I mean, I guess it's a bit like, what is happening or what will be happening with food delivery companies, for instance. You know, over lockdown, done really well, not really much you can spend your money on, so people have done their, watching Netflix, ordering in the pizza, etc. And that's done very well, but obviously now things are rather different. We've got lockdowns lifting. We've got spring and summer coming. And the other thing as well, I mean, I guess the cinema, isn't it? I mean, what do you think?
Personally, looking forward to and hoping to finally see the new James Bond film.
Yes. To be honest, I think Daniel Craig in that's going to be holding a Zimmer frame by the stage. Actually, I saw a very good photo of that recently. Like someone had photoshopped it. It said something like "No Time to Die" finally out. And they'd done an aging thing on his face, and his hair was white. That should be that'd be good. I mean, Netflix is going to be right up against all. That's the other thing as well. Over the summer, it's going to be like blockbuster after blockbuster after blockbuster. Coming out because of all those the films that couldn't come out last year. So I think that it's going to be it's going to be a tricky time for them. I guess it's expected. I would have thought for the next two quarters. But you said earlier that you have completed Disney Plus, is that right?
Pretty much. I am a fan of the cartoons and reimagining my childhood again.
Well, there you go. harking back to carefree days.
Yes. But I guess again, for Netflix, it's not the end of the world for them. They're still going to be doing incredibly well. I mean, as you spoke about in Watson's Daily today, there's still the potentiality of further lockdowns. It's going to be bad weather. There's new content. I know they're planning to do The Witcher, Money Heist. So there's still going to be obvious subscriptions and gravitation to Netflix, and it's still going to be a quality product.
No, I think so. But I think, you know, one thing I would say about streaming and you know, films and all this kind of stuff is that I do think that I really believe content is king. I mean, obviously, you can't, you can have the best content in the world, but if you don't have the distribution, no one gets to see it. Bit like Watson's Daily in the end. But I mean, I think that with regard to Netflix and Disney Plus, I mean, Disney Plus has got some fantastic franchises and, you know, content that people want to watch. Netflix, on the other hand, I would say is a bit, you know, it's a bit hit and miss. I think I said to you earlier, I mean, we have a bit of a joke in the Watson households here on a Saturday night when we're wild in the Watson households, where watch a film on a Saturday night with the wife, and we, you know, when I was more naive about 8 months ago, I would put on Netflix and think, oh, you see someone who's really famous in that film, and think, oh, well, that's probably good. And then you watch it, and then you think, my God, that is a solid 2 out of 10. So you're thinking, well, what's going on here? So after many, many disappointments on Netflix on a Saturday night, you know, you can see that maybe what will happen in as time goes on is that people will do a rotation between the different subscriptions, I think. Mm-hmm. So, you know, let's see that, you know, we'll obviously have to see how that goes. But I think that the good old days of massive, massive uptick in subscribers are over. Although they may get a few like little bumps here and there when with lockdown, I would have thought that yes, they need, at the moment they need to concentrate on generating more content, I think.
definitely.
So anyway, we'll go on to because you know the clock's ticking. So the thing that I was going to talk about today is Primarni. AKA Primark. Primark is, as for many of you out there, you will know, I'm sure you will know this, but in case you don't, Associated British Foods is the owner of Primark. Totally random. I've always thought it's totally random, but actually it has actually worked quite well for them, because as we all know, Primark does not sell online. So what you can do, it does have a website. You can go on the website. You can marvel at their fantastic array of fashion items. And you think, yes, I want that particular item. Then it will direct you to your nearest store. So that's as far as the online goes, which is why they've suffered enormously over the lockdown, because it just hasn't happened for, you know, no one's been able to go to their stores. So that has been a real nightmare for them. And obviously, whenever there's been even a sniff of them opening, that's when you get all the sort of, you know, like Disneyland type queues, queuing systems and stuff outside. Outside a big Primark. So what I think is interesting, so there's a few bits here, right? So I think that first of all, a lot of people will be thinking, surely to goodness Primark is going to be doing something online, because not having lockdowns is not a given at this moment in time, and so surely they will do something. Now they say that they're not going to. They say they're going to just stick with it, and do it. But I mean, you know, what do you think? Do you think that they should go online or be offline, or what would you think?
I've just been so impressed with how they've really stuck to the traditions while not going online. With the rise of e-commerce and online shopping, mm-hmm. you would have thought it would have been a no-brainer for Primark to do it. Mm-hmm. However, they really haven't. But I do question if there is future lockdowns, future restrictions on going into Primark, whether they would have to concede to do it. Mm-hmm. However, as you've spoke about in Watson's Daily today, there's obviously going online is not exactly easy. It's not cheap to do. You still have mm-hmm. to create a delivery network. There's still obviously companies always have a massive issue with return goods and how much that costs for them as well. Mm. So they've also got to consider that aspect of it. But it wouldn't surprise me in the future if they did go online. I feel like the rise of e-commerce, especially after the pandemic, has been it's been amazing and incredible to see.
Mm. No, I totally agree. I mean, I the only thing is, I would say, you know, the reason why Primark stays essentially offline is because they say that it reduces the cost. So they're not having to pay for a massive network, and they're not having to, and this is crucial, by the way, they don't have to pay for all those returns. Now, just to sort of pause on that for a moment, what tends to happen is with, you know, what is happening a lot with especially apparel companies who sell stuff online, is that you get people doing, I forgot which way, one's wardrobing or something. I forgot, there's bracketing. That's right. There's bracketing and wardrobing. So bracketing is where you order something of a size that you think you're going to be, and then you also order the one bigger and the one slightly smaller. So that way you will definitely get something that fits you. And then because you've got free returns, you then stick the other two in the post and you send them back. Now that costs the retailer loads of money. So that's bracketing. The other one is wardrobing, where I think that's the one where you go, you order something, you wear it out, and then you carefully fold it and make sure you don't spill anything on it. Then you carefully fold it back, put it in this packaging, and say that you don't like it. You know, and that kind of thing happens as well. So I mean, there's a lot of this now. They are trying to crack down on those kinds of behaviours, but you know, obviously Primark doesn't need to do it. So and it's actually, this is very serious. It's, in some cases, I believe it's something like, it can account for up to something like 40% of sales. So when you're looking at the performance of a company and you're looking at the sales, you know, you have to make sure that actually, are you looking at actual sales? Because obviously they're recording it as it goes, but they're not recording it necessarily, or it's somewhere else, you know, buried in the account somewhere where, you know, the cost of returns. So, you know, it's an interesting concept. You can see why Primark is doing what it's doing, but, you know, how long can it continue doing that for? I don't know. I would have thought if there is another long lockdown, I you know, maybe I should go to a betting shop. Oh, but I can't because they're all closing down. But, but you know, maybe I would put money on the chief exec of Primark resigning, and them going online or go mm-hmm. get. Oh, yeah, I think that's going to happen. If I don't think you're going to get many more chances at this. So I reckon that, you know, for him sticking to his guns, great. I can see why, but. Like I say, if there is another appreciable lockdown, like something that's a few months and it's over Christmas or something like that, then I think he should get the boot and someone else comes in and online, you know, online here we come. So yeah.
Yes, it's that's in the future. I guess for the short term future right now, there's obviously there's a lot of hope for these high street retailers, you know,
yes,
believe in the economy, obviously pent up demand, the consumers are itching to go out there to get those Primark deals. So
yeah,
hopefully short term, it should be a good thing for them right now.
I hope so. By the way, it is funny. It does make me laugh about how a lot of this comment is talking about revenge spending. and it does sort of make me think, well, you know, shoppers getting into the shop going, take that, take that coronavirus. I'm going to buy this new top. you know, or whatever it is. I don't know. It is a funny phrase that they use. But anyway, right. So I think we might as well stop it there. And you know, hopefully save some money. Anyway, it's been really nice to have you back.
Thank you.
Hopefully your internet, if anyone from Virgin, is it Virgin Media?
Correct.
Virgin, yeah. If anyone from Virgin is out there, you know, please help Jamie, because he does need some help. Anyway, thank you very much indeed for today. Speak to you tomorrow, hopefully.
Hopefully, yes.
We'll be back again. Many thanks indeed.
Thank you. Thank you all. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.